Parshas Noach is really from the most complex tzaddikim that we learn about in Kol HaTorah Kula, because Be'etzem, if Chazal wouldn't have given us any kind of guidelines with Noach, we would make the assumption that Noach would probably be given the most credit from any tzaddik that ever existed. Because we know every tzaddik is called Machzik Olam. Every tzaddik is the one that, you know, keeps the world going. Every tzaddik. And Rav Chaskel Abramsky used to say that every tzaddik has his own town. Tzaddik is compared to priest. Rav Chaskel Abramsky was once masper, a big tzaddik. He said a tzaddik is like a priest. Every priest has a different taste. He says every tzaddik, the world loses a tzaddik, even if there's 100 other tzaddikim. But that, since that taste is gone from the world, that specific chen of that tzaddik. So Noach, on top of the chen that every tzaddik has, I can lower it here. On top of the chen that every tzaddik has, Noach had additional chen. Now it's off completely.
It's on your side. I didn't touch you really.
Oh. So Noach, on top of whatever every tzaddik has, Noach had an additional chen that we would think, and that is that he was the only tzaddik. He lived in a generation of Rishayim, and he was the only tzaddik. He was the tzaddik Ador, which we can't think of that many other generations, even the generation of Avraham Avinu. So Chazal teaches us there were other Gedolei Hador. There was Ono Eshkol Mamrei. There was Shame. There were other great people. Nechami Avraham was Yuchad. But there were other tzaddik in the door of Avraham Avinu. It wasn't the door of Mamu. There were other great people. So Noach, on top of the chain of every tzaddik, he had a chain that he was a yochid. That's also a tremendous chain. And then, on top of that chain, he has the chain that he saved the world. That every single human being that's alive today has to give a debt of gratitude to Noach. Because he was the only sheres aplater. He kept the belt going. So that's all on the positive side. So if Chazal wouldn't have told us anything about Noach, we would l'chora say that Noach is the, you know, unanimous yochid b'chol ha'derech. But instead, Chazal took a different approach with Noach, and they brought out some things which is not even the derech of Chazal to do, some negative things. Negative things. And so even the positive things are fakvetched. Noach is tzaddik to Amor b'Dagoisov. Right away, Rashi brings down a machlokes. Noach is tzaddik to Amor b'Dagoisov. Yesh doshim l'shvach, v'yesh doshim l'gnai. Some say this is a praise. Some say it's a gnai. And then you have all the Bali Musa that ask, if you could say something positive, why make negative out of it? Well, if he would have been in the door of Amor Avinu, what do you have to question for? He saved the world. He's tzaddik gadol. But it gets worse from there. That's the introduction to this week's parash. Machlekes and Chazal. If yesh doshim l'shvach, yesh doshim l'gnai. Now, that's as we go on in the parash. So we learn. I mean, you can't find anything better than the Noach Motzachim Beinei Hashem. Noach Motzachim. It's a beautiful title. So Chazal come in the Medrashim, they teach us Gimel Metzias Motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'olamai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has three Metzias, three special things that a Baruch Hashem calls a Metzia. A Metzia is a guy finds a good piece of real estate, he says it's a Metzia. But a Yevishta, a Metzia is something that's Yikar HaMetzias. So there are three Metzias. Avraham Avinu, it's called a Metziyah, Matzosa, Eslavon, and Emel, Lefanech, Avraham. Klal Yisrael, the door of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's called a Metziyah. and David. Those we find the word Metziu or Matzaso by these three. Kam Chazal, this Medrash Rabbah, this week's Parsha. And they say, what about Noach? Why are you leaving him out? By him it says clear, Noach Motzachem. Noach HaKvetsh. Hu Motzah, Avala Kodesh Boruch Hu Loi Motzah. He says, what's Vilster for there? What's Klaps there for Noach? What do you want from the poor Noach? You're ripping him to pieces. So what are Chazal telling us? Noach found Hashem, Hashem didn't find Noach. By Avram, Hashem considered Avram a Metziah. Okay, by Klal Yisrael, by the Dor Dei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered us a Metziah. Dor HaMelech, the Rebbeinu Shem considered a Metziah. But the Noach was not a Metziah. He asked the Rebbeinu Shem, what do you think of Noach? Yeah, take him or leave him. He asked Noach went, I got a Metziah, I got a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David didn't know. What's going on? Besides, what does it even mean? I mean, the Chidor, in the Sefer Dvash Lufi, he learns this pshat, like this medrash in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. He says, if you look at the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, it says, "Kol Olam Material L'Shmo Zeichel Dvarim Habe, L'Vayoyda L'Kol Olam Kulei Kedai Uloi." And then the Mishnah lists, "Nikra Rea." He's called a friend. That's the lashon of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. So the Chidor says, "What does it mean, Nikra Rea?" The Chidor says, "This is the greatest praise given." Because the Reya there is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, a lot of times you'll have somebody and they want to show off. They go, you know that Olam Gadol, that Talmud Chacham. I'm very close with him. Right. He says, but the bigger Madrega would be if you met that Olam Gadol. And the Olam Gadol told you, you know that guy. He's a Chavar of mine. The Olam Gadol is priding himself that he knows you. That's the highest level. Yeah, it's very nice if you say, I know the Olam Gadol. But if the Olam Gadol, see, the Chidor says that somebody learns Tehillah Lishmo, so the Baruch Hu says on him, he's my Reya. Nikro Reya. That's a higher Madrega. They just, he's a Reya. He's a Nikro Reya. It's a higher one. So that seems to be what the Medrash is telling us in this week's parasha. That Noach wasn't Zeicha to that type of a type. The Eid Mishnah didn't say, I happen to see you here, Noach. Noach, umot was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Halak is Fasemis. In his Sefer, on this week's parasha, he's Omer on this Nakuda. And very often the Fasemis says things that are Lamal, you know, not on Pshat. So when I give a Pshat, I don't say over his Mahalchim sometimes, because in Pshat is different. But here there's something which is very Kolod al Pshat. And I want to tie it into as the parasha progresses. Parsha progresses, so we learn about going into the Teva. And Noach finally goes into the Teva, so it says in the Pasuk like this, that Noach came into the Teva, Mipnei Mei Hamabul, because of the water of the Mabul. So Rashi comes and Rashi says, why did they add all this? It's so obvious. Or you think he went in? So Rashi says, Noach was also from the small believers. Mamin ve'enu mam sheyovoi hamabul. He believed and yet he didn't believe that the mabul would come, and therefore lo nichnas ashedochku amai. He didn't go in until the water forced him into the cave. This is a Rashi that's completely astounding. And over the years we've set a collection of different pirushim on this Rashi. Each one helps us a little, but this is one of those Rashi's that you can learn for 120 years, and you're still going to find it difficult. Noach? First, let's even talk selfishly. Let's talk selfishly. Forget, let's talk spiritually. Selfishly. You have a man who's building a temple for 120 years. Everybody is mocking him. It's a joke. Table, Mabul. He's the laughing stock in town. Everybody's laughing him off. He's a Meshugim. Okay, if you were him, you would, when the Mabul would finally come, you'd walk out with your Goyse Boyer and say, you see, look, 120 years I'm saying this is going to happen, finally happened, right? I mean, obviously you believe, you're doing it for 120 years, Everybody's laughing at you for 120 years. Now the marble comes. You're from the Ketanian one. You go running in. You always have people like that. Always get tracked to people. They put a lot of questions into something. People are, and then they, you know what I mean? They shine whenever what that happens. When their massive happens. Yeah. A guy had a couple years ago, he made an electric driveway so that the snow, you know, you have the coils under the driveway so that the snow melts as it falls down. It happens to be that winter that he installed it, that winter that he installed it, there was no snow. So Vashtetzach, during my delicious here and there, he appreciated it. I gave him a little Yishmak, we have good cash. So then, the first winter storm, he called my house. Rabbi, just left me a message. The snow is melting as it's falling. I understand it. It's not like I don't understand it. I understand where he's coming. He put in $15,000 just for that shtickle. Finally, Baruch Hashem. I understand it. He was sat all day watching it. Watching the snow melt on the ground. It's Machayev. Noach, 120 years, everybody laughs at you. Now it rains, now what? Now you're staying outside, I don't believe it's coming? What does it mean? That's, forget spiritually. That's your seichel ones. Because of this question, because it's such a peladik, a chazal, so the chassidim took an easy approach. The chassidim say, listen, Rashi doesn't really mean that. Rashi doesn't mean that Noach didn't believe. Noach was a tzaddik. And Noach kept on hoping and praying and believing that maybe the generation will change. So you put the comma in the Rashi in another place. You say, Af Noach, Miktani Emono Oyamamin. He believed in the small believers. So instead of saying, Miktani Emono Hoya, he was a small believer. He believed in the small believers. He believed that they will change. And therefore, they didn't believe that the Mabul will come. These small believers, he believed in the small believers. Needless to say, that's not Pshat Rashi. It's a nice idea. It's not Pshat Rashi. So what's Pshat Rashi? So therefore, the Bali Machshovim, and amongst them the great Bnei Brak and Gedolim, the disciples of Tzadik Levroncha, and Rablezer Shach and his Shmuzim that he gave, both Goinim, very similar signon. The disciple in the Sefer Brachos Peretz talks about it also, that there's something what he calls an Emuna Sichli, and there's an Emuna Chushis. Okay? Emunah Sichli means, logically, I believe in something. I believe it. Then there's Emunah Chushis. Chushis is you can feel it. You have Emunah that you can feel the Emunah. Right? That's different. He says, when the water came, the disciple says he was still missing. Till when the actual water came, it gave him the energy. Oh, so the marble is here. So the Mea Mabul increased his Emunah. See, called it Nektani Emunah. The Rav Shach Zatzal, when he gave the Shmuz on this opinion, he applied a Gemara in Bava Basra. Pehei. The Gemara talks about Rav Yechanan, where one of the Talmidim of Rav Yechanan heard from his Rebbe Rav Yechanan that when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be built, there's going to be stones, diamonds, the size of 30 kor hanging over the Azor, and the Talmud sort of was, he couldn't believe, legally go over the Talmud, he couldn't believe, today you can't find what, a 5-carat diamond you can barely find. You can have diamonds that are going to be boulders of diamonds. But then he says he was on a boat, so he had a dream or whatever, the Malachim came, and he saw the Malachim carrying these huge diamonds, and he came back and he told his Rebbe, you're right. Rav Yechon looked at Rav Yechon as a scary Rebbe, because if he gave you the wrong look, you can Chaim Shalom, Gal Shalom Tzomit. And Rav Yechon turns to him and he says, and if you wouldn't have seen, believe. That was the end. The guy was finished. He joined the stone, the dream, whatever. He was gone with the wind. So, if Shach says, what's Pshat this time? So, Talmud of Rabbi wasn't a Kofel Nigel. The Talmud of Rabbi. So, if Shach wants to say, Avad of Rabbi Yechanan said that there's going to be such stones, he didn't laugh Rabbi Yechanan out of town. Pshat is he wasn't 1,000%. He didn't accept it on 1,000%. When he saw the actual vision, he went, oh. So that difference, that's already the difference between a Emunah that you, in your mind, you say, I believe, and actual. So if Shach wants to say that that's the idea. When he came into the Tema, Mibnei, Mea Mabul means the Mabul, the same idea, the Mabul, seeing, we often say in our expression, seeing is believing. That was some added belief.
What do we do
with assuming that? That is the right Pshat. So here we got another klap tonight. The Torah gives him another patch. Okay, the Torah didn't have to tell us that. Did the Torah have to tell me? I mean, the man was a believer. I mean, he spent 120 years building a table, being the laughing stock in town. Yeah? Till today, the Goyim, they make no arts, they make movies of Noyach. I mean, Noyach is Noyach. So, does he deserve that now we should get another patch? In the Torah of Nehmei Amabel, that's another patch. If the Torah would have written Nehmei Amabel, none of us would have even known this. The Torah went out of its way to tell us, let us take the pshat of Shach and the disciple. The Torah went out of its way to tell us, by the way, even though Noach believed, and he built the Teva, and he saved the world, but we want everybody to know that Epis, when it came down, there was a little more belief. Why do we have to know that? Would any of you want the Torah to record every time your epischus and sichus are not in zinc? Chas v'shalom, what would it look like? What does the Torah want for the poor Noach? What do you want for him? It's a daka shebedaka. The way these Bali Musa are explaining in Bali Machshav, the daka shebedaka. Why did the Torah go out of its way to scrutinize to this level?
Is it any different with Rabbi Akiva with the Fox?
Rabbi Akiva and the Fox.
By the Harabais, until then he didn't about the Nebuah.
That's different, because that was until the complete destruction. So I don't know that we're on the road of rebuilding. It wasn't waiting, it wasn't a lack of belief. It was a lack of witnessing. He witnessed, he said, I have to witness the complete destruction before I can attest to the rebuilding. That was his time. That's a little different than here. But anyway, I'll upon him. So these are all the horrors that there are when we learn about Noach. And then we find Psukim and Divrei Kabbalah that talk about very similar ideas. You know, Moshal Kimei Noach Zois. What's Kimei Noach Zois? So Chazal tell us that the whole Mabul is Nikras al Shmoy. Instead of giving him the credit to the Captain Soldier, right? The one who landed on the Hudson. So instead of giving the credit, which they did, when the plane landed, Taka, for the first week or two, everybody spoke about the captain and the airplane and the air carrier and anybody who's affiliated, the stewardess and the any kolanilvim aleihem, that they're mamish unbelievable. They are the champions. They are the heroes. They are right. But I'm sure many of you know there was a class lawsuit afterwards against the airline.
Well, they lost their luggage.
I'm saying
that's where they were coming. So,
whatever it was, I'm just saying, no halamaisis, after all the, here the plane landed, everybody went, wow, this is unbelievable. People are walking out, they're getting a little wet. Right? My wife showed me, they had a great clip. She got an email, because the way the plane landed on the water. So it was a shtickle like this. So the first class that went out of the plane, they were dry completely. Already, if you're in the middle of the plane, they have to roll their pants up, they got wet. So it says on the bottom, pays to fly first class. When the plane landed. But that was a pretty impressive landing. Any of you saw the pictures of it? It was a very That's a pretty impressive landing. But a couple of weeks later, they're already ready to zoom. Over here, I mean, Noah, I mean, it's pretty impressive. He saved all of us. He saved the world. He saved the world. And now we're suing him. And now we're giving Noah, and then, Mekhane Yamon, Boshim Lekanai, Motsochem. Now all of a sudden, he's down, we're putting him down the river. What happened? So I'll tell you what the Svasem says. And this will give you all, I think this, the Svasem is just addressing the Indian of Motsochem, as all the Kimisalach Noach, that concept, as all the Kimisalach Noach. He says the Gavaldic word, Svasem. Svasem says like this. He says, when a person does a mitzvah, every mitzvah a person does in this world, there is the superficial, and then there's the nitzchius. And the way to explain that in a very basic way is that when a person does any mitzvah, there is no way in the world that anybody can even imagine the impact of one mitzvah. There's no, when we look at a mitzvah in a very superficial way, it's a nice thing, you did a good deed today. You did something nice. It's a mitzvah. A mitzvah is nitzchius. Mitzvah builds worlds. The olamos that are built out of each mitzvah, pi chasidus, the worlds that are built out of each mitzvah, it is larger than the whole world that we live in. Just to give you an idea, when you finish Shas, and you read the last mission in Shas, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Hanchel Chol Tzadik Mitzadik, Shloi Shmeyes V'Asor Olamos, Shinem Al-Hanchel Oya V'Yesh, or Tzosei Mamalei. So over there, the Achronim explain that each world of those 310 worlds is 310 times the size of this world. We can't even imagine. We think you pick up a lulav of an estrig and you shake it. We have no hasagah. A mitzvah, you give somebody a ride in the car, you think you did a night, you feel good, you did something nice. You build worlds every mitzvah. And that's why the Chavetz Chaim said that if somebody would try to sell a mitzvah, it's a mekach teres. We spoke about this a couple of years ago, Shu was selling your Olam Habo. So the Chavetz Chaim says, if you try to sell a mitzvah, it's a mekach teres. Because if you would know what the mitzvah is, you'd never sell it. In a million years, you wouldn't sell. So therefore, somebody would go try to sell the Olam Habo. It's nothing. Because you don't even know what it is. So the Sfasana says a word like this. He says that Noach was a Himalayan mensch. Noach lived in a world, such a decayed world, such a destroyed world, that he focused on Shemayim. Esolikim Zalachar. And Noach looked at everything instead of looking at it in the world, the superficial, he looked at everything on the supernatural. Right? So when Noach did a mitzvah, when Noach did anything, he looked at everything in Shemayim. And it could be that was part of how he sustained himself. If you think about it, if you look at things in that way, that's how you sustain yourself. The biggest koyach that the Yetzer Hara has on all of us is to make us look at things very, very short-sighted. That's the koyach, if you think about it. That's the koyach the Yetzer Hara. It's very possible. In every area of life, in superficial things, yeah? If a person would eat food that's not healthy for them, and every time they would eat cholesterol, right, cholesterol-building foods, right, they would get a psychological heart attack. It's like a schmack, piece of meat with fat. And they would eat it and get a clop in the house. And survive. Now, I'm not saying a heart attack, massive heart attack. You could like it. There'd be a lot less meat consumed. Yeah? Because you should. The guy knows, he's not an idiot. He goes to his doctor, he goes to his cardiologist. His cardiologist shows him his heart, shows him a picture. He shows him his arteries. He says, repeat, this stuff is killing you. I understand, but that's, eventually it kills me. It doesn't kill me now. Eventually. The Yetzer Hara convinces a person to look at things for the next 10 minutes. So that's why people don't believe in Olam Haba. The Yetzer Hara makes you don't look at Olam Haba. And you don't look, and that's the way everything is. If you'd look at everything from the big picture, we'd be a lot smarter. Rabbi Yaakov used to say, the Mishnah also says that that's a midah tov. Eizu midah tov shiyabek ba'ad, and what's a good characteristic a person should have? He should be royas anoil. So Rabbi Yaakov asked, what do you mean? Is royas anoil a characteristic, or is it a talent? The Gemara Talmud says it's a talent. Eizu chacham. Rabbi Yaakov said, besides it being a talent, it's a characteristic. If you would look at the noil, you'd be a different person. If you would attempt on your level to see what's going to come out of what you're doing, you'd be a different person. You'd be a different person. So Noach, instead of Noach looking at things short-sighted, he looked at everything global. But not even global. The other globes. Not this globe. He was in the abstract global. He was global. He was up there. And that's what he says, that's who Noach was. He didn't focus on Shoshanagar Sapol, what's in this world? The Tilas Mukachta Mochem. He looked at things, says the Sfasemis, but that's not the avoid of a Jew. That's not our avoid in this world. Our avoid in this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to focus on what's going on here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous Nachas Ruach from the tikkunim that we do here in this world. From what we do here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the tikkunim in the Shammai. It happens. Doesn't need that. Since that says the Sfasemis, that's why Noach wasn't a Metziah for the Rabbi Shalom. Who Matzah? Noach, it says Noach Matzah. Chayim, so Chazal say, Noach Matzah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see what's going on here. He wants to see the Jew get into your car and you give him a ride. And see me do Maizet Stalker. Pick up a lulav, talk nicely to your wife, be mechaber another Jew. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants what's happening here. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. He's looking for what's happening here in these Dalaramas. That's what he says, and that's why the Torah was given. That's the tachlis of the Torah. He says, and that's the reason why Avram is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And Dovid HaMelech is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And the Dodei is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. He's not in, the Rebbeinu Shel doesn't need you to be focusing on just what's going on up there. That's not a Metziah for the Yiddish. He says, so in the Olam, on a deeper level, this is already more than Sfasemis is working. Matzah is something you have to find. He says, in the upper worlds, everything is open. There's Gilui Shechina. Over here, it's the Olam HaNispa. You don't see things. We're the ones who bring out Hashem in this world. That's why it's Matzah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to find you. Matzah says, Levavah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avram. So I want to tell you with that thought, everything is notorious. We could say that if Noach would have realized, when Noach heard, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Noach and he said, you know what? That's it, I'm destroying the world. It didn't hit home to Noach. It didn't hit home to Noach at what kind of terrible tragedy that is. Because to Noach, this world was a big deal. This world is not what's to focus on. So to Noach, this wasn't such a big deal. Wasn't so beferlich. And that's not what the Zohar says. The Zohar says that Noach didn't daven koyden on the generation. It's not Noach didn't daven. He was a tzaddik Yisrael. The Torah says he didn't fully appreciate. Just like the generation itself didn't have a full appreciation for this world. Do you know that a third of the generation already drowned with the Ukainus? Dor Enosh. Chazal tell us. Why didn't they learn the Dor HaMabul? They already saw a third of the world finished. They already saw a third of the world finished. Why didn't they learn the lesson? There's a group now in Turkey. There's a group, a chevra in Turkey. First, you know, Eretz Yisrael, they offered to help. And of course they said no. Then a day later, they realize they need some help. So they accepted the help. They don't want the IDF there, they don't want this. You know, they want help. We'll tell you how to help us. We'll dictate exactly how to help us. Who should deliver the material and how it should be delivered. And of course, Eretz Yisrael does it anyway. We'll send you shlochmanas and you'll tell us how to do it. And you'll tell them, bring the shlochmanas, but I want to see your face. Okay, fine, I'll bring shlochmanas, so you don't want to see my face. That's the way they did it. But Lamai said there was a group this morning in Turkey, a group of Arabs. And they were mechaben, muhamdul alaf abdolas, to Rabbi Avi Yosef. Rav Ani Yosef said that Turkey is singing the beginning of their chum, because the way their anhaga was with Eretz Yisrael. So this group of Arabs said, you know, this type of tragedy, this is because of the way we've been dealing with Israel. A group of Arabs came up with that thought, that this is why it's happening. And what was the Musa Haskel? Because the granddaughter of one of the pro-Israeli activists was 2 weeks old under a rubble, and she was pulled out alive. The rabbi said, yesterday, they pulled out a 2-week-old baby girl, 2-week-old, out of a rubble under a building for 48 hours. You know what that is, a baby? Imagine a baby under a rubble. The baby, you know, in the crib, for you don't want to cry for 20 minutes because chas v'shalom, something's going to happen. Yeah? The baby, that's it. Quick run, get the baby, save the baby. The baby was under the rubble for 48 hours. They pulled the baby out from the rubble. The baby was alive and well. And this baby was a granddaughter of one of the pro-Israeli activists. Pro-peace, whatever, with Israel. Making a tumult, they should be peace with Israel. So they have the seichel to go, you know what? If that baby was saved from such a derech nes, there must be some, and this was all over the news, by the way, that this baby was pulled out of the rubble. They had it all over the news, because it was a mamsha miracle baby. Mamsha miracles and miracles. Baal Koponim, when the Eibishter came, so the Yekinus really took away a third of the world didn't think anything of it. When the Eibishter came to Noach and he said, "Hinini mashkas v'zoretz," okay. So of course it bothered Noach, but it didn't sufficiently. Now the way the Sfasemus learns, we understand why it didn't sufficiently bother Noach, and that's why Chazal sought to criticize. Chazal sought to criticize for that reason. It was only later on, when the actual model came, that Noach realized what the true disaster is. What this disaster is, and then he didn't want the model to happen. That time, the last time, he heard the model, when it was actually nifku ma'im, he still heard him, then it hit him. And then there was a shift. Then there was taka shift. And there are many midrashim that Mr. Shem will talk about as we in Shabbos, that we'll see from those midrashim, that Noach on the Teva was very sad about what was happening in the world. More sad than he was when he was projecting it for 120 years. But this shot of the Sfasem sheds light on it, because Noach looked at the whole world as, it's a prisoner, it's no big deal, the whole world is not important, and that's how that was his Mahalach and Avodas Hashem. And because of that, he lacked that appreciation for the belt. But the Eibishter, Matzasi, the Eibishter wants this world. The Eibishter wants what's going on in the soil of Magashi. And that is the Musa Haskel that we have to take from this Indian. Okay.